Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The farmer's dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the farmer's dogs. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier. If you've ever been in the market for a new home, you know home shopping can be a lot. There's so much you don't know and so much you need to know. What are the neighborhoods like? What are the schools like? Who is the agent who knows the listing or neighborhood best? And why can't all this information just be in one place?
Well, now it is on Homes.com. They've got everything you need to know about the listing itself, but even better, they've got comprehensive neighborhood guides and detailed reports about local schools. And their agent directory helps you see the agent's current listings and sales history. Homes.com collaboration tools make it easier than ever to share all this information with your family. It's a whole cul-de-sac of home shopping information all at your fingertips. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hello and welcome to Happier, a podcast where we talk about ways to become happier, healthier, more productive, and more creative. This week is a very special episode. Every 10th episode is a very special episode. And this episode will talk about hacks for life in the form of proverbs of the profession. So these are proverbs from parents, poker players, doctors, ski instructors, and many more. Plus, we have an exciting announcement. I'm Gretchen Rubin, a writer who studies happiness, good habits, the five senses, and human nature. I'm in my little home office here in New York City, and joining me today from LA is my sister, Elizabeth Kraft. And Elizabeth, you share my love of these proverbs.
That's me, Elizabeth Kraft, a TV writer and producer living in LA. And yes, Gretchen, when we're in Kansas City together, we'll just sit around the kitchen table and talk about proverbs of the profession.
Which sounds improbable, but is actually true.
Yes. Well, you are the same person who would put words of the week on the refrigerator for me when I was young. So it's not that surprising to me.
You are not surprised. Before we launch in, a few updates. First of all, the paperback for my most recent book, Life in Five Senses, is out now. It was such a joy to write this book, and now I'm happy to hear when other people are reading it. You can get your copy and learn more about it at happiercast.com/five senses.
And Gretchen, we have an exciting announcement.
We have an exciting announcement is that we have a book club choice. Yes, we're going to do a special book club episode coming up, and the author we are highlighting is Anne Lamott. Her most recent book, which is her 20th book, well, that's a lot of books, called Somehow, Some Thoughts on Love, hit the shelves recently. It was an instant number one New York Times bestseller. I have read most of her books. This is her 20th book. I went to an event here in New York City that was a combination celebration of that book and also her 70th birthday. So 70th birthday, 20th book, this huge milestone, which was so much fun.
Amazing. And Gretchen, here's the official description of the book. Love is our only hope, Anne Lamott writes in this perceptive new book. It is not always the easiest choice, but it is always the right one, the noble path, the way home to safety, no matter how bleak the future looks. In Somehow, Thoughts on Love, Lamott explores the transformative power that love has in our lives, how it surprises us, forces us to confront uncomfortable truths, reminds us of our humanity, and guides us forward. Love just won't be pinned down, she says. It is in our very atmosphere and lies at the heart of who we are. In each chapter of Somehow, Lamott refracts all the colors of the spectrum. She explores the unexpected love for a partner later in life, the bruised and bruising love for a child who disappoints, even frightens, the sustaining love among a group of sinners, for a community in transition, in the wider world. The lessons she underscores are that love enlightens as it educates, comforts as it energizes, sustains as it surprises. Full of the compassion and humanity that have made Lamott beloved by millions of readers, Somehow is classic Anne Lamott. Funny, warm, and wise.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, that sounds a bit solemn. And one of the things I love about Annie Lamott is that she is so funny.
Yes.
There are so many great books by Annie Lamott. There's Somehow, the book we just discussed. Also, if you are deep in Write 24 and 24, you might choose to read her extremely famous book called Bird by Bird, Some Instructions on Writing and Life. Elizabeth, I mean, I would say this is one of the most popular and influential books of writing in our time.
Absolutely. Everyone I know has read that book and lives by it. In fact, I have a mug that says Bird by Bird.
Yeah, it's a great read, even if you're not trying to write. This is what I always say. Anything that has lessons in one area probably has lessons for every area. So it's great if you are thinking about how to just be persistent in your work, even in the face of discouragement or self-doubt, because that's one of the huge themes of the book. Anyway, so Bird by Bird is great. Also, we should mention the book that's probably, I would guess, the book through which most people discovered Annie Lamott. I think that, well, there are so many entry points, but one of them certainly is Operating Instructions, A Journal of My Son's First Year. This is such a deeply profound and yet also hilarious book about her first year with her baby son. And it's especially interesting to read now because of Somehow, where her son appears as an adult. So you see the arc of her life, which is always fascinating.
Yes. So read any of these books, or better yet, all of them, as well as other beloved Anne Lamott books. We cannot wait to have a wide-ranging discussion with her. We're going to ask about Bird by Bird, because of course, how could we not as writers?
Yes.
In an upcoming episode. I'm so excited.
Yes, that's going to be a real treat to have that discussion. And now for the very special episode. So why are Proverbs of the Professions useful to us as we're trying to live happier lives? I think that one of the things that makes us happier is when we have clarity on how to move ahead, when we have guidance on how to make a decision, how to size up a problem, how to deal with other people. We all love a hack for everyday life, whether that's a product to buy or how to handle the everyday dilemmas of life. And the Proverbs of the Professions are the folk wisdom of people who are facing certain kinds of problems in certain kinds of arenas. But the fact is, if you read books about advice for dealing with a kindergartner, you will find that that advice probably applies to your in-laws. I mean,
yes.
If it works in this area, it very often works in another area. It might be metaphorically true, it might be literally true, but I find that these often transcend context. They're particularly funny and memorable because they come from a certain context, but then they often reverberate far past that.
Wait, Gretchen, we're not saying we necessarily agree with all of these.
Yes.
But they have been suggested by listeners, or you found them in your research.
Yes.
And they're all just delightful.
Well, and they're very thought-provoking, because sometimes if somebody says something and you're like, wow, I really don't agree with that. I remember reading something that was like, decisions can be judged only by their outcomes. And I was like, I exactly disagree with that. I do not think you can judge a decision by its outcome. So it was still a useful proverb to consider because it illuminated my own thoughts for me.
Yes.
And yet these are just delightful. I have been asking people about these for years. I love them. I cannot get enough of them.
Yeah. So we're going to get through as many as we can. We can't get to everything because you have hundreds and hundreds, and hundreds of these.
Yes.
And we've divided them up into some different categories. And Gretchen, we'll start with workplace.
Okay, here we go. Share the praise, accept the blame.
The mark of a true leader, Gretch.
Yes.
You can manage for just in time or just in case.
Oh, big distinction. Credit doesn't get smaller when you share it. So true.
Your email inbox isn't your to-do list. That's something we've talked a lot about, Gretch.
Yes. Don't let the urgent drive out the important, something that we've also talked about.
The difference between try and triumph is a little oomph.
Love it. Love it. You pay for your vacation the week before vacation. I find that to be very true.
Absolutely. Next category is parents, which we count as a job.
Yes.
Because it's the biggest job in life, probably.
And there are many proverbs.
Yes.
So one is, say yes when you can and no when you must. That's easier said than done, but a good thing to remember.
Little kids, little problems. Big kids, big problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not always true, Gretchen, but it's often true.
Yeah. And that's the proverb.
Yeah.
Here's another proverb that people disagree about, but the proverb holds, you're only as happy as your least happy child. We have debated that question.
Here's one that every pregnant woman hears, nap when the baby naps.
Oh, yeah. And related to that is, you wake the baby, you take the baby.
Nothing worse than someone going in to check on the baby and coming back with a wide awake baby.
Yeah.
You can have quiet or clean. You can't have both.
Oh, yeah. Let them go to watch them grow.
That's a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good happens after 1 a.m.
Okay, that's for big kids.
That's spoken to many teenagers.
Yes.
Some would say after midnight.
Yes. The more they sleep, the more they sleep, meaning that children sleep better when they have consistent bedtimes and nap times. And this is one of these proverbs that works just as well for adults. The better you sleep, the better you sleep.
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a really good one. Don't try to make a happy baby happier. Oh, we've all made that mistake.
Yes. If they like that rattle, just let them keep on playing with the rattle. You do not need to change it out for a different toy. You do not need to take them off the swing. How many times did I decide I was tired of the swing? Long before Jack was tired of the swing, and he was not happy.
Right. Or you're like, oh, yeah, surely it's time to move on to something else when they're perfectly satisfied. Yes. We all learn it the hard way. And now proverbs from people seeking jobs. These are job-seeking proverbs.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Leap and the net will appear.
Never look for a job without having a job.
Interesting. I think all of these are debatable.
Yes, but all of them resonate in some way, for sure.
Yes, thought-provoking. And now these come from members of the military. So people sent in their proverbs.
Flexibility is the key to air power.
And to many things. If you aren't 5 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late.
I've heard that one so many times.
Yeah,
and that is one
contexts.
That people will debate about till the end of time.
Yep.
Slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Interesting. You can volunteer for an assignment or you can be voluntold. I love this word, voluntold. I had never heard it until I heard this proverb. I can't believe people don't use it all the time. I love voluntold.
Yes, I think we've talked about it on the podcast, Gretchen, about how often we're voluntold something.
Yep.
If you find yourself in a fair fight, your tactics suck.
Okay. Generals tend to fight the last war.
Meaning the last war that they were in, that's what the knowledge they're using now.
Yes, yes.
It's almost always costlier to attack a position than to defend a position.
See, I think this is one of these ones where you're like, how does this metaphorically apply in many contexts? I found that very thought-provoking.
Yeah, I want to think about that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And Elizabeth, here's one that will resonate with you. These are some proverbs from actors.
Yes. You can't make a living in the theater, but you can make a killing.
Mm-hmm. The only person more unhappy than an out-of-work actor is a working actor.
That's funny. I don't think actors would agree necessarily,
okay.
But it's funny.
I do think you could substitute other professions there, too.
Oh, 100%. We always say the only thing worse than having too much work is not having enough work, or the only thing worse than not having enough work is having too much work.
Oh, yeah.
And then finally, acting is reacting.
Yeah, even I know that one. That's a very famous proverb of the profession.
All right, Gretch, coming up, we'll hear proverbs of the profession from photographers, musicians, chefs, and more. But first, this break.
When you're hiring for your small business, you want to find quality professionals that are right for the role. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs has the tools to help find the right professionals for your team faster and free. And, you know, Elizabeth, I now work with a team, and hiring the right people is so important. It's maybe the most important thing. And LinkedIn makes the process of identifying and hiring people easy and intuitive. I know that when I've been hiring for my team, it's hard to find quality candidates to interview. And LinkedIn isn't just a job board. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. On LinkedIn, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Hire professionals like a professional on LinkedIn.
Post your job for free at linkedin.com/Gretchen. That's linkedin.com/Gretchen to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, we got some proverbs from photographers.
The best camera is the one you have with you.
So true. Zoom with your feet, meaning if you can, get closer to a subject rather than zooming onto it. I think about that all the time now when I'm taking pictures with my phone, I have to say.
You can take a photo or make a photo.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Here are some proverbs from musicians. Practice makes permanent.
Perfect practice makes perfect.
Yeah. It's never the fault of the audience. That's a good one.
Hard work beats talent if talent won't work.
Interesting. Again, very applicable to other areas of life, I think. Hard work beats talent if talent won't work. And here's some from chefs. One is make it nice or do it twice.
And another is use your head or use your feet. And that's about prep, meaning you can either get everything done and have it all there for you, or you're going to have to keep walking around the kitchen constantly.
And here's one. If you have time to lean, you have time to clean. Meaning if someone's hanging around and they're not busy, they should just clean because that's something that always needs to get done in a kitchen. Useful.
Okay, now we have some fun ones, Gretchen. We have poker players, proverbs of the profession.
Yes.
Okay. You can't win the hands you don't play.
That's a rule for life. If you can't spot the patsy at the table, you're the patsy.
That is so harsh, and I absolutely love it.
Yes.
Play the hand you're dealt. Of course, that's one of the most famous proverbs ever.
Yes. Well, and kind of related, you can win with the worst hand, and you can lose with the best hand.
The house always wins.
Play the opponent, not the cards.
That applies to many things in life as well.
Yes, it does.
Big raises make big pots.
Interesting. Okay, and here's some from hikers. Elizabeth, I hope that these are useful to you as a person who hikes often.
Yes.
One is, don't sit for too long. Okay, that's so simple, it's probably not even really a proverb, but a good reminder.
Yes, very practical. The last person to reach the top of the hill needs time to rest too.
I'm often the last person to reach the top of the hill, so I think that's a very useful proverb. There's no bad weather, just bad clothing choices. We talked about this proverb a lot when we were doing Go Outside.
No one ever promised you warm and dry.
Oh, this is a good one. Don't step on anything you can step over. Don't step over anything you can walk around. Good advice.
Yes, I will use that at Fryman Canyon, Gretchen, yep. Because I often have to step over or around things.
Right. And I guess this is because that's how you're more likely to get injured, right? You snap your ankle or you fall down. Okay. Good advice.
Or you don't realize that rock is actually a rattlesnake. I don't know. Yeah. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Okay, Gretchen, here are proverbs from veterinarians. We've been talking about veterinarians a lot lately.
Yes.
First, all bleeding must stop.
Okay. If you've got nothing left, try steroids.
Huh. Every pet comes with a person, meaning you need to be able to communicate with people as well as have animal skills.
I love that one, and I love this one. Never name a dog Lucky.
That is so funny. And finally, there's no such thing as a free horse.
That is hilarious. And now from ski instructors, these are fun. The first turn is the hardest, true in many areas.
If you don't go, you don't know.
Yeah. Move your feet, not your skis.
See the line, not the trees.
The best skier is the one having the most fun.
A bad day on the slopes beats a good day at work.
You can't buy happiness, but you can buy a lift ticket.
Now, Gretchen, that feels like something you would have said in one of your books.
Money can't buy happiness, but money can buy many things that contribute to happiness.
Yes.
Yes.
If you're not falling, you're not learning.
No friends on a powder day.
Ski good or eat wood.
I have to say, listen, some of these I don't understand. I think that I understand them, but I don't know enough about skiing to 100% understand them. I feel like I can make them work for me, even if I'm not exactly right from the ski perspective. And then the final one is, if you choose not to find joy in the snow, you'll have less joy in your life, but just as much snow.
True. That reminds me of something you like to say, Gretchen, which is, if you can't get out of it, get into it.
Yes. 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 And now from dog trainers, we have dogs. This is one that I say a lot. It's never the dog's fault.
So true. If you don't wipe muddy paws at the door, you'll be cleaning mud tracked over the whole house.
That's true. That's kind of the stitch in time saves nine proverb. A tired dog is a happy dog. That's very true of Barnaby.
Yes. Often also a tired dog is a much more well-behaved dog.
Yes.
The only thing two dog trainers can agree on is what the third trainer is doing wrong. Gretch, that cracked me up so much because there are so many different opinions on dog training.
Yes.
That just cracked me up.
You could also substitute like economists, you know, whatever.
Writers. I mean, you could say the only thing two TV writers agree on is what the third TV writer did wrong, 100%. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, and proverbs from therapists. There are a lot.
Yes, we love therapists. It's never about what it's about.
Act different to feel different.
No is a complete sentence.
Under stress, we regress.
Clear is kind.
If you don't reveal it, you can't heal it.
That's very profound. Mm-hmm. These all are very profound.
They are.
What you resist persists.
And I have to note that because many of them include rhymes, they're more memorable. That's the fluency heuristic, that ideas feel more powerful if we can remember them better, and rhyming helps us to remember them. So it's good to have rhymes. People go to therapy because of the people in their lives who don't go to therapy.
That cracked me up. What we permit, we promote.
Acceptance precedes change.
Tell me what you're afraid of, and I'll tell you what's happened to you.
There's no settling down without settling for.
Now, that's one I think people might disagree with, Gretch, but it's certainly interesting.
Interesting.
People who are unavailable attract people who are unavailable.
Hurt people.
You spot it, you got it.
I say that one all the time. Intimacy means into me, see.
I love that one.
I like it when there's plays on the word.
Yes. Don't just do something, sit there. Now, you got to think about that one for a second. I'm going to say it again. It's perfect for a therapist. Don't just do something, sit there.
Easier said than done. All behavior makes sense in context.
You can't change the people around you, but you can change the people around you.
Again, you kind of have to think about that.
Yes.
Name it to tame it.
If you're tired of the battles, lay down your weapons.
Your vibe attracts your tribe.
Feeling is healing.
It's not an excuse, but it is a reason.
Don't get furious, get curious.
That's a really good one.
Those are all so great, Gretch. I feel like I want to just have that list on my wall because in terms of emotional health, feels like these really nail it.
I feel like there could be a mug collection, Elizabeth.
There could, yes. The therapist mug collection. Oh my gosh.
So that you could just have them in front of you reminding you all the time, don't get furious, get curious.
All right, Gretch, coming up, we'll hear from physical therapists, fitness trainers, doctors, nurses, and more. But first, this break.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe without spending a fortune, and luckily I found Quince. Elizabeth, I got the Flowknit wide leg pant. It's very light. It's perfect for the summer. It packs very easily. I recently went on a trip with my family, and I took it with me, and they were just the thing to wear on a really hot day where I wanted to be covered up, but I wanted something that looked great and also was very comfortable.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Gretchen for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Gretchen to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Gretchen.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. As your kids get older, some things about parenting get easier. They can dress themselves. They can clean up after themselves, allegedly. Other things don't, like having conversations about money. The fact is, kids won't really know how to manage their money unless they're actually in charge of it. That's where Greenlight can help. Greenlight is a debit card and money app made for families. Parents can send money to their kids and keep an eye on their kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens build money confidence and lifelong financial literacy skills.
Yeah, Jack has Greenlight. And one thing I love is that it includes a chores feature where you can set up one-time or recurring chores and reward kids with allowance for a job well done. Gretchen, we used to mow the lawn. How much more motivated would we have been if we'd had funds deposited when we completed that chore?
Mm-hmm.
Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free when you go to greenlight.com/happier. That's greenlight.com/happier to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/happier.
We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
Okay, I love these proverbs from physical therapists, fitness trainers, and other people working in that arena.
Motion is the lotion.
Oh, so true, right? The issue isn't always the tissue.
Here's one of the most famous proverbs ever. Use it or lose it.
It's so true, right? Use it or lose it. Pair your scrolling with your strolling. So this is a good proverb for people using the strategy of pairing, which I will now include whenever I talk about the strategy of pairing.
We should say, though, that's only on a treadmill. You don't want to be scrolling when you're walking down the street.
That's true. Good point. Good safety tip there. Yep.
If you want to do it later, you'd better be doing it now.
That's good advice. Sometimes quit beats grit, meaning don't push yourself if you're injured or sick.
Exercise for sanity, not vanity.
Movement is medicine.
Only move the muscles you want to keep.
This is like the dentist who's like, only brush the teeth you want to keep.
Yes.
A little movement is better than no movement. Very true.
No pain, no gain is a lie.
Exercise adds 20 degrees to the weather, meaning it'll feel 20 degrees warmer when you're exercising.
It's better to be patient than to be a patient.
I like the wordplay.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, and here's from doctors and nurses.
When you hear hoofbeats, don't look for a zebra.
I have to say, whenever I ask for proverbs to the professions, that is one of the ones that I get the most. That must be a very, very popular proverb among healthcare professionals. Well, and this is an ancient one. First, do no harm.
Start low and go slow. And that's when setting a dose of a medication.
Yeah. If the gut works, use it, meaning that it's usually safer and less expensive to administer nutrition or medication by mouth or feeding tube rather than intravenously. That's one where it's very specific, but I also feel like there's a metaphorical meaning to if the gut works, use it.
Yes. Sometimes the best medicine is the tincture of time.
True. There's no such thing as a good tan.
Sadly, true.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't make time for your wellness, you'll be forced to take time for your illness.
Good. Good advice. Care for the caregiver. That's good advice.
Yes. A dog can have ticks and fleas, meaning your patient can have two conditions. You don't always find a unifying diagnosis.
Interesting. If it's not documented, it's not done. That's about record keeping.
Your actions today will change someone's tomorrow.
Oh, that's a beautiful thought. From the sublime to the very practical, if your patient isn't pooping, your patient isn't doing anything else either. Interesting.
The shift will always end.
Good advice. Write legibly, save a life.
Doctors are notorious for their bad handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, civility saves lives. And that means an unpleasant encounter may distract you or influence how you see your next patient or make it hard to work with a specialist or someone from a different department.
Interesting. That's good advice. Here are some proverbs from librarians. We love librarians. We love libraries. The first one is, a great library contains something to offend everyone.
Books are both mirrors and windows.
So true. A book for every person and a person for every book.
You don't have to know all the answers. You just need to know where to find them.
Great.
Well, Gretchen, you are the ultimate researcher. You love researching, so that very much applies to you.
Yes, and I love a library. And then finally, here are some great proverbs from the world of martial arts. First, your strength is in your stance.
Your greatest opportunity for influence comes from your willingness to yield. That's profound.
Yeah. Every block is a strike. Every strike is a grab. Every grab can be a throw.
One does not stay safe by controlling others, but by controlling oneself.
Okay, now that I feel like is huge.
Yes, that applies to everybody, everywhere, in every circumstance of life.
It's going in the mug collection. There's nothing but basics. That's interesting. Mastering the basics will get you where you need to go and will be the challenge of your lifetime. There's nothing but basics.
It's funny because Sarah and I say we learn the same writing lessons every single time we write anything. We have to learn the same thing over and over. We marvel at that. We're like, how did we not learn this in the last 20 years?
But maybe that's comforting to realize that is the way it is. There is nothing but basics. It is the same lesson over and over. Okay, that's profound. And then if you do it correctly, it will feel true in your body. And I think of this when you see great athletes, they just make it look so easy and so effortless. They're like not using any effort because they're just doing it so correctly.
They're in the flow.
They're in the flow. They feel it in their body.
These are all so great.
Yes.
I just want to take them in and just go around saying them to people.
These are our favorites. I got a whole other thing of favorites too. Yes. They're so great.
Now, we also, Gretchen, did a whole big segment on proverbs of the profession from teachers.
Yes.
So if you want to hear our teacher proverbs, we talk about them in episode 324, or you can read them on Gretchen's website.
Yeah. And we may dip into that again and highlight some other specific proverbs because it just does feel so helpful. So let us know if you do try this at home and how you've used these proverbs of the professions. How do they apply in your context? Anything you'd add? I am still collecting these, no surprise. Let us know on Instagram, Threads, TikTok, Facebook. Drop us an email at podcast@gretchenrubin.com. As always, you can go to the show notes. This is a very special episode, so you know it ends when it's zero. Go to happiercast.com/480 for everything related to this episode.
And what is our resource this week, Gretch?
Well, to say thank you to everyone who has supported Life in Five Senses, because as I said, my paperback is coming out, I am going to host a free virtual event about the book on May 6th, 2024. And so if you want the details, go to happiercast.com/virtual event, one word, happiercast.com/virtual event. And you'll get the details about how to join. And you will also get my secret chapter, which I've mentioned, Elizabeth, you know, the chapter that I cut out of the final book. But it's kind of surprising if you know me. I think it's not something you would have expected me to try as I was writing the book. I certainly didn't expect me to do it, but I did. But it didn't make the cut. So that's happiercast.com/virtual event. And Elizabeth, speaking of virtual book clubs, real book clubs, any kind of book club, just reading, what are you reading?
I am reading The Last Mrs. Parrish by Liv Constantine.
And I am reading The Book of Circles by Manuel Lima. And that's it for this episode of Happier. The Proverbs of the Professions. Let us know what we missed, what you tried, what you think. We cannot get enough about the Proverbs of the Professions.
Thank you to our executive producer, Chuck Reed, and everyone at Odyssey. Get in touch. Gretchen's on Instagram, Threads, Facebook, and TikTok at Gretchen Rubin. And I'm on Instagram and Threads at Liz Craft.
And Elizabeth, I think we need to make a proverb out of why we ask people to sign up, to rate, to review, to follow, to recommend us to a friend. Okay, we're going to think of some kind of rhyming proverb to invoke. So
Yes. We
would very much appreciate it if you did it. So we will try to come up with a proverb to sum that up.
Something like, if you like the show, suggest a follow. Oh, that doesn't quite rhyme, but I'm getting there.
Okay, we need to wordsmith this a little bit, Elizabeth. Maybe the next time we're together, we'll come up with the proverbs for ourselves.
Until next week, I'm Elizabeth Craft.
And I'm Gretchen Rubin. Thanks for joining us. Onward and upward.
I have a proverb from the martial arts world.
Oh, Chuck, what is it?
Well, it's in relation to obtaining a black belt. It's martial arts is a journey, not a destination.
Ooh, that's good.
And also applies to so much in life.
Mm-hmm. Like all the proverbs. From the Onward Project.